listening to Urban Radio.
Hey, this is Asburn from ForbiddenNinja.com.
Hi, this is Zach from UTForums.com.
This is Apex Twin from GameAdvance.com.
Hi, this is Lord of Doom from UTZen.
Hi, this is MungoZen from MungoZen.com.
Hi, this is Gleam from LWZ.
Sup, y'all? This is the Count from Wolfit.com.
Howdy, this is Helen from UTScripts.net.
Give me a radio check.
And you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald, Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Greetings and welcome to Urban Radio. After an inconsistent schedule the past few weeks, I am back in the saddle. My name is Oswald, and for the next few hours, we will bring you up to date on the Quake 3 mod Urban Terror. But to get us in the mood, let's kick it off with a little Bad Company. Feel like making love here on Urban Radio. You know, and it would figure that doesn't work, huh? What a way to return to my show after a couple weeks and the damn song doesn't work. Ain't that a bitch? Oh well, we will just go without a little Bad Company. I thought I had that queued up. Guess I didn't. Again, welcome to Urban Radio. My name is Oswald. As I mentioned, there have been some issues here the past few weeks. Hopefully those are now behind me. And I have things straightened out, and we can continue on with our weekly Urban Radio show. Centering on the development of Urban Terror for Quake 3. I see a lot of the same listeners in Pound Urban Terror, which is where we hang out when the show is on. If you have a question, want anything, want to shout out, you name it, feel free to send me a private message. And I will try to get on during the show. As I mentioned a few weeks ago, the show really has been getting more and more difficult to host. Been very little input and suggestions from the community, with the exception of the music. We've been looking for a way to get a bit more participation in the show. There have been some suggestions from the community and from some on the development team. I have listened to a few other shows here on TSN, and they have given us some ideas as to the direction we want to go. But if you have something you think might work, please feel free to get a hold of me and let me know your ideas. We are thinking about hosting a call-in show every so often, not every week. But this was something that Basilisk thought up. He says, well, you know, why don't we have everybody call in, and we'll take your question, and we actually answer it over Buddy Phone. And that would require people to actually download version 2.11 of Buddy Phone, which we do have a copy of. You can't just download version 4 off the Internet, as it won't work with 2.11. So that's one idea, and we'll see what happens here in the next few weeks. But you can expect us to be here, and we will continue to play tunes and talk Urban Terror. Of course, you can expect a release party here on Urban Radio in 2.6 and 3.0 are ready. Both on those a little later on in the show here. We will be hosting a few special events in the coming weeks, along with the playoffs of Cal and Stay, along with the continued challenges over at the OGL. I know there has been pretty slow in terms of coverage between Whispers and his clan being unavailable because he's playing. Things have slowed down. I'm not sure where Jeff T has been. I believe he's been casting a bit more on the MOA side. And returned to Wolfenstein, so he really hasn't been available for hosting a show either. Unfortunately, I've been busy, and what can I say? I guess real life does have to take a bit of priority when it comes to casting or trying to maintain somewhat of a real life, right? I know we've also seen some interest from some in the community who want to help shoutcast. I know some of you have had previous experience as well, such as a college radio station or such not. Get a hold of me again, and we'll see if we can get a match or two set up, because it is more enjoyable to shoutcast a match with somebody than trying to cast a match by yourself for, you know, maybe the better part of an hour, hour and a half. So we'll see what happens with that. And now the only other problem is the Stanley Cup Finals, and those always seem to fall on match days, Tuesdays and Thursdays. You know, you'd figure the Clans could play around my hockey schedule, but they can't. So I must make a decision as to what I want to do, hockey or Shoutcast. Tough call, huh? Especially when my team's in it, and they will win the cup. Anybody who doubts me, yeah. And as for the World Cup, don't even get me started on the World Cup. I think you know where I stand on that event. As I do every week, I do want to pass along thanks to those who have made Urban Radio a reality. Thanks to the staff over at Team Sportscast Network, that's www.tsncentral.com, who provide all sorts of technical support and the Shoutcast server we broadcast on.
This summer, the Team Sportscast Network is streaming the hottest LAN event of the season directly into your room all the way from Dallas, Texas. Join TSN as we bring you live 24-hour-a-day coverage from QuakeCon 2002 in Dallas, Texas. Tune in for live tournament coverage, interviews, music, and more. Win Thursday, August 15th through Sunday, August 18th. Where? Mesquite Convention Center, Mesquite, Texas. Only on the official QuakeCon station, TSN. For more information, visit www.quakecon.org.
Of course, there's hockey in June. It's called the Stanley Cup. And this is an event that does happen more than once every 4 years. So, yeah. yep, that is us. That's TSN. We will be at QuakeCon this year, and I'm sure you will hear more of that sounder as the show goes on, and if you listen to some of the other shows here on TSN. I, along with not only everybody on Silicon Ice, but everybody else on TSN is looking forward to QuakeCon 2000, and it should be a very cool time once we all get there and you know, hang out and start shoutcasting and, you know, doing what we do best. And I want to give props to Acidburn over at ForbiddenNinja.com for continuing to host the show notes we use each and every week on Urban Radio. It's ForbiddenNinja.com. You can check it out. Just click on Urban Radio. And finally, thanks to CZ Zach, who FTPs all the shows courtesy of ZD Web Hosting. You can find all the shows over on the 6th floor, and you can now find them at UrbanTerror.net. Click on Urban Radio. Under it's on the main page, and you'll be taken to a page that has all the previous shows and a little background info on how to connect if you've never connected. Also, if you're in need of fast, reliable, inexpensive hosting, check out ZD Web Hosting. And no, Zach did not ask me to pimp this, but he has been grateful enough to host all my shows, as I said. But I've also purchased a small package in order to host my own files. So far, the service has been great. That's why I continue to pimp ZD Web Hosting. As for the show today, what do we have here? Quite a bit. Actually, quite a bit, but not. We'll probably go through it pretty quickly here, as I do have some engagements I need to get around to here within an hour and a half or so. We will be talking about the 2.6 development and some of the things we have accomplished, some of the upcoming fixes and features. And we'll also talk about why you continue to see more information on Beta 3 and not so much on 2.6. We also have a small AVI, about 1.3 megabytes of the new Flash Grenade effect. This was something we released on the forums yesterday in order to show the difference between looking at the Flash straight on and when you're looking away, which should help and hopefully make the Flash Grenade a bit more useful. I've already seen some feedback on it in the forums, and we'll see how it plays out in testing once we get the full QA team playtesting it. 27 has given us some information on the codebase, as he and Thaddeus continue to tweak, merge, and release internal pack files for minor testing. We'll also be bringing you up to date on the status of that testing. We'll also talk about a few grudge matches that are being scheduled. Basically, it's for the fun and enjoyment we experience when playing Urban Terror, so there's really no real prize, but the satisfaction of knowing you kicked your opponent's ass. Right, girls? More on that later. There'll also be a small update on what we plan on talking about and presenting at QuakeCon, along with a list of those who are attending. That and whatever else comes up during the show as usual. Feel free to send me a private message with your question, shout out, or comment, and I will attempt to get them on the air. So we have quite a bit of material, as you can see. We're going to take a quick break. Come right back with the Urban Radio server information right after we hear from Black Sabbath. This is War Pigs here on Urban Radio. That's not War Pigs. You know, I set all this shit up, and now I can't find any of it. God damn it. Let's go with Little Lady Luck. This is Big Wreck on Urban Radio. Alrighty, we are back. Uh-oh, and it sounds like... I guess I'm not going. Huh. As I said, technical problems there, bitch, and I have to deal with them. But I think we still have everybody here. I'm Oswald, we are back, and that was Lady Luck, Ladylike, by Big Wreck, as I had to scramble for a song here. As I didn't have War Pigs queued, but we'll get War Pigs on here momentarily. As I said... If you're just joining us, I am your pimp in the box, Oswald, and we're just about ready to talk about beta 2.6 development. But before we continue, I do want to give out the information this week for the featured Urban Radio server. As you know, we use a Blade Killers HOH server located in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. As we are this week, we do have a dedicated server. We have actually dedicated the server to Dr. 8 since his departure from Siliconized Development to pursue his thesis and his master's, or excuse me, his PhD down in Australia. Server is currently featuring CTF and is set up for 16 gamers. If you'd like to hop on, support the mod, support the radio show, and support the community, then connect to 64.180.91.204. 64.180.91.204. As I said, this will be up during the entire show, and even after the show, we will keep it running. We will drop in there a little bit later on in the show and check how things are going. As I see some of the listeners are starting to drop in there. We see Minter from HV. We see One Leg, Thunderspawn, Thumber, and Bob the Dancing Ferret. I'm sure we'll have some more here momentarily. As oh, and we even see Chip in there. Chip, I think I even mentioned you in my update here, buddy. Actually, I do have a couple of shout-outs here that I do want to get to. Shout-out goes to HV Thumber. I want to give him a big howdy and a big props, as they are sitting on a fat-ass LAN, he says. So props to you guys. Enjoy the LAN, and I'll be doing that tomorrow afternoon, actually, all day. I'll be there for about 22 hours. Little Urban Terror, little Soldier of Fortune, Global Ops, probably some CPMA, you know, everything that is Quake 3. And Urban Terror will be doing it. Should be a good time, and who knows, maybe I will even take my laptop and attempt to broadcast from our LAN. I think that'd be pretty cool, don't you? So that's one shout-out we have. Lord of Doom actually has a question here, and, you know, it actually deals with something that we're going to talk about a little bit later on the show, so, Lord, hang on, and I will get to it. But, you know, I have way too many things open on this one computer here, don't I? got 10 applications open and all my controls for this radio show, and as you can tell, I'm searching for everything. As I said, if you do want to connect to the Urban Radio server, there still are some spots open, 64.180.91.204. Somebody please spam that and pound Urban Terror for me. And if anybody asks, tell them to go to that server, and we will be playing. Remember, this is more or less for fun. Pings aren't going to be very good. Probably average 200 to 300 for most of you. I see a lot of European guys on there. Looks like HV is going to try to kick everybody's ass here today. So go blue team. In order to foster some community participation and draw attention to community servers, we will spotlight your public server if you host a server. And if you want to get it mentioned here on the show and played, then please email me, oswald@urbanterror.net, and I will get back to you. And I try to make it before Wednesday, as that's when I usually finalize the show here. Oh, you know what? I guess we are playing TS today and not CTF. My bad. Either way, I'm sure you guys will play, enjoy, and have fun. Yeah. I know it's not CTF. Deal with it. All right, moving on to Beta 2.6 development. Where should I start? How about we start by telling you that we have not set a release date yet, but we have a good idea, which is basically dependent on how the full QA testing goes when we have that out and about for those guys to play with, and when we could expect a release date. To be honest, it's probably not that far off. You know, I don't even want to say how many weeks, because I know I'll get bombarded with questions and the rumors will abound. So, you know, let us get a full pack file out for the QA team first, and then we'll look at possible release dates. You guys know we're good for it, so hang in there. Keep playing 2.5, and we will give you a date. Things go well this weekend. We could see the code base synced up and a full pack file released to the quality assurance team. Speaking of the QA guys, and I think I speak for all of us on the development team, please do not continue to ask us to beta test the mod. We have people placed throughout the community who are helping us test the build currently before we release it to the community. If we feel a need, which I know we will later on in the testing, to ask some more gamers to participate, we will ask you. I can't say we're really going to play favorites, but we know everybody wants to test the pre-beta, I guess you could call it. So hang in there. Like I said, we will play the shit out of this version before we release it, because this is our stepping stone to beta 3.0, and we really can't afford to slack off and have a subpar release. So hang in there. And like I said, if we need more testers, we will contact you and offer you a copy of the build. And this, remember, is only after we have a full build ready to be tested. And we will mention that once it's done. Yeah, Mungo, just like the Canucks victory, it is vaporware. You got it, buddy. Punk. Yeah, you know, maybe I should run a poll. When is Urban Terror Beta 3.0 going to be released? So, why all the internal builds, you ask? Well, because each build has introduced something into the mod. There'd really be no reason to tweak all the weapons, decrease the penalty movement, add every little feature in one fell swoop. And I'm sure as many of you remember, we did show off the AK-103 in-game, along with the new explosion effects and the mini-map in one of the earlier internal releases. I believe that was actually the first build we got. Since then, we have released a few others that have included the new Riyadh map from .exe. Some changes in the movement penalty, as we said, and tweaks to the weapons, along with fixes that we have talked about in previous posts and messages on the website, on the forums, in IRC, in emails, you name it. A few other fixes include the issues of the grenades being thrown through a door that disappear. We've mentioned it a few times, but that that has been resolved. I'm sure somebody's going to question me about throwing it into a corner and not seeing it go off. As far as I've been told, this is something that has been fixed. Another thing that we're working on to correct are the explosions that seem to kill you through floors and walls. I know that's been corrected on a few maps. We'll see how it goes here for some of the other maps. I think, Abby, you can expect it to work correctly. A Blade Killer has been working fast and furious as usual. She's testing as much as possible with the development team and the QA guys, but she's also in the process of skinning the Emmy Negev and the yet-to-be-announced shotgun. Both are looking pretty damn awesome. Unfortunately, we have not announced the details of the shotgun yet. Once it is skinned, we will drop that on urbanterror.net, and you can check that out and get your feedback. But it's going to be a pretty badass shotgun. What else do we have? Hopefully, we can show her off. God, I'm losing my train of thought here. Actually, if somebody asked me a question, hopefully we can show her work off at a couple weeks. I think the negative is almost finished, at least from the screenshots I have seen. Speaking of weapons, there are two weapons we will be debuting. One of those being the shotgun, and the final weapon will remain a secret. What else do we have? But I can tell you that we have already modeled and animated. All that's left is to skin it, which, knowing the folks on the development team, won't be too long. Hang on here, I got one thing I got to write down. where else am I? All right, let me see what I can do here. Are you guys laughing at me now? Yeah. Okay, I told you about the two weapons. Yeah. We are planning on updating all the weapon models. Crazy Butcher has already remodeled the UMP-45. Meaty has finished the G36 and the SPAS. And it looks like CB will hopefully be modeling the remainder of the HK weapons. We will keep you up to date on our progress. Yes, that means we will be having a new M4 model. We are getting rid of all the older models that have been with us since Beta 1. We feel they are a bit outdated, And we think we have the skills and talent to improve on those and get them higher quality. So hopefully you guys will enjoy those. When we return, we will give you a quick rundown on the code and a few other team-related issues. All of this and much more when Urban Radio returns in about, about 5 or 6 minutes. I'll be right back. Little War Pigs. Black Sabbath on Urban Radio.
In the fields of bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning, death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah.
Boom block.
We'll be right back. darkness world stops turning. Ashes where the body's burning. No more war pigs have the power. And as God has struck the hour, day of judgment God is calling. On the knees the war pigs crawling, begging mercies for the sins. Satan laughing spreads his wings. Oh Lord, yeah.
Who sit on our asses and watch everybody else play. But most importantly, chicks dig us.
Oh, yeah.
The Team Sportscast Network.
Oh, yeah. And the chicks do dig us. Right, chicks? Don't let me down. We are back on Urban Radio. I am Oswald. If you've never listened in, then you've been missing a lot of good information, haven't you? Actually, we really haven't told you much so far. I've just been on the server getting my ass kicked by the likes of Mighty Joe Young and Chip and Camino Jr. and Wee Man and all those guys. Then again, I want to know why I was always the last one left here. Looks like Mungo's even in there. Somebody give Mungo some good love in here and put him in his place. It's currently 10-1, and the blue team, which was the team I was on, is completely getting their asses kicked. Okay. We are back, as I said, on Urban Radio. I said, oh no, I just kicked my server. So, things are sounding a little strange here. Now that it's over, I am back. We see gamers are continuing to enjoy the recently released Urban Terraforms, courtesy of Basilisk. I know many of you do miss staring at Harry Potter when he pops up on your screen. And I'm sure if you pester Baz enough, he will code in a random pop-up. Teabagged! maybe not. But we have some other stuff we're working on. Sweetness has been working on a few concepts for the upcoming release of the new Urban Terror website. Just like Beta 2.6 and Beta 3.0. We do not have a release date set, but Much of the code is already completed, thanks to the forums that Baz coded. So it's basically just putting graphics with the code, and we'll get it up. And if you guys like the look and feel of the forums, and you guys are really going to enjoy the website, it's going to be awesome when we get it up. As we mentioned before, those of you who have registered will be able to have some options available to you when you set up UrbanTerror.net. And there are some really great things that we're all excited about for the Yacht website, including the different themes that will be available for your use. I did speak to Ian yesterday. As you know, he left the development team in order to pursue a higher education. But after talking to him for about an hour, he sort of feels bad that he sort of just left without finishing his applications. He is going to finish those, he says. Seeing as Thaddeus and 27 are both tied up in the game code base, his time and work has been invaluable and has really helped out. Even though he says he didn't feel like he contributed much, he has given us a master server. We will have a very cool install application and a couple other things that he was working on, which should show up in beta 3.0. So we will miss his work on some of those apps, but we should have him done probably in the next few weeks, as I think he said he's got the next 4 months off before he decides what he's going to do. Both Thaddeus and 27, as I said, have been working on different parts of the code base. We have yet to merge the code into the head branch. That's the reasons for all the small internal releases we have been testing. As mentioned, there are some things that work that... now I can't read my notes. let me see what I wrote here. Oh, well, we'll skip that. There are some things that we have mentioned. First off, the Team Survivor match mode rewrite stuff that 27 has been working on is almost complete. At this stage, here's what's going to be two new votable commands. First one is going to be match ready, which will put all the players on both teams into a warm-up state. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, Nexus, do I sound like the teacher in Charlie Brown? Blah, 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 blah. So hush. As I said, match ready, which will put all the players of both teams into a warm-up state where they can run around but not shoot each other. There will also be a match start with basically a number after it. That number will designate the seconds that will be counted down until the match begins. Beside that, map restart has been fixed for Team Survivors, so we'll no longer need to use clear scores and then the map reset combination in order to restart a server for a clan match. To address the issue of the casualty wins rule, at this stage the plan is to include a G casualty wins CVAR. That CVAR will be 0, 1, and 2 rule set. And we haven't actually finalized all of this yet. We do know this is this is going to be implemented. The default will be 0, and 0 will be in the event of a timeout, it'll be a draw. Rule 1, which will be G_casualtieswin1. In the event of a timeout, the casualty win situation as we currently have in beta 2.5. And rule 2 is sort of an experimental mode that we're working on. Where a casualty wins situation would be something like half a point, but a total elimination would be 1 point, like in Karate Sparing was the example that 27 gave. As I said, we have not confirmed the points yet, but you get a sense as to what direction we're going to take this. And 27 also commented on a few other teasers, as he calls them, in his dot plan. You can head over to silicon-ice.com. And check out the rest of his work. And I'll see if we can get Thaddeus to give us an update on the work he's been doing. I know more of his stuff has been with the weapons and the movement code, things like that. So hopefully we can get him to give us an update here in the next, two or three days. In case you have been sleepwalking like Nexus or MF Doom or Speed Freak or some of those other guys in the community, Sweetness did post some concept arts of our new skins that will be featured in Beta 3. And I quote Sweetness, "The goal was to have one team be warmer colors while the other is a cooler colors. And if you look at his dot plan, you'll see the difference in the skins, which will be more apparent once we get the models skinned." He's basically got four sets of four sets of models. You know, the urban, the snow, the desert, and the jungle, I believe. Those four. Somebody smack Nexus for me. Nexus, I'm going to stick barbecue on you. He's going to do you right. He did me right at QuakeCon. Okay, back to my radio show. How about I just post it and you guys can read it, huh? Nah, I know, you don't want that. There will be some levels included in Beta 2.6 as well. This urban radio brought to you by Sierra Nevada Pale Ale. For the best in beer. We're planning on re-releasing Riyadh from .exe. The level has been sort of shrunk down in size a little bit. Each castle, each base has been laid out a bit differently. So there will really be no more spawn camping or having gamers spawn right on top of the flag. He's changed the spawn point, changed the bases around a bit, so it's much easier, much better, and should really increase the playability and the game flow. So we're kind of excited about that also. If Barbecue can finish his city level and we can get enough testing in, we'll also include that level. And there are also many other updates and changes to some of the other levels. As we said, I know we're going to change the spawns on docks in order to make it a little bit better. Some of you know that Battle Cow and Tub are both back online and ready to work. Since we've not tested any of their updates, there's a good chance that their levels won't be included until Beta 3.0 and not 2.6. We have seen some of the screenshots of Battle Cow's new level, along with the proposed changes to Uptown, and I got to tell you, they look very cool. We really think you will like the changes in Uptown. It should make some more of the map a little more playable than it currently is. And hopefully the R-speeds will be increased a little bit. And look at that. I just crashed out of Quake 3. Ain't that a mother? Good luck getting back in, right? Yeah. Tub also liked the changes that were mentioned by Sweetnuts in our design doc. So that'll help when we begin reworking some of the levels. Some of the older levels like Village, Austria, and his third map. Actually, you know what? Yeah, Abbey too. We're going to change some of Abbey around. And also, if he can get it done, he's talking about trying to do something with LabTech. I don't know how many of you remember LabTech. As my mic's going again, there we go. I don't know how many of you remember LabTech, but that was one of his early maps before he was on the development team. It was never really officially released by Siliconized Development. It was quite large. And I don't believe at the time we had Capture the Flag in there, so it was sort of a waste of a level, seeing as it was so large. And finally, Sweetnuts is still working on a snow level, which is very impressive. Very well laid out, and all in all, it's, you know, it can rival some of the other realism game levels out there now. I'm talking Return to Wolfenstein or MOA or what was the other one I just got? Oh, Soldier of Fortune. That's it, too. So he's been putting a lot of time and effort not only into his mapping, but you know, the drawings for the models, the skins, and the website. So he's actually been doing a lot of work, and give him props, because he's been working his ass off. So that's basically it for now. You are more or less up to date on 2.6 and where we stand on it. If I forgot something or didn't mention it, and you feel that it is an important part of the development, I will mention it later on in the show. If not, we will carry on. Going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll check out some of the grudge matches that will be upcoming. But first, going to listen to a little Van Morrison. This is Gloria here on Urban Radio. She make a feel alright.
comes around here to the bright midnight. She make me feel so good, love. I wanna say she make me feel alright. Comes walking down my street. Watch her come to my house. She knocks upon my door. And then she comes to my room. Now she make me feel alright.
Yellow, all right. GLORIA Gloria.
Do you suffer from agonizing head trauma due to loud music and intense gaming action? Well, you will now. TSN. This summer, the Team Sportscast Network is streaming the hottest LAN event of the season directly into your room, all the way from Dallas, Texas. Join TSN as we bring you live 24-hour-a-day coverage from QuakeCon 2002 in Dallas, Texas. Tune in for live tournament coverage, interviews, music, and more. Win Thursday, August 15th through Sunday, August 18th. Where? Mesquite Convention Center, Mesquite, Texas. Only on the official QuakeCon station, TSN. For more information, visit www.quakecon.org. You're dialed in to Quake 3 Urban Terror's Urban Radio with your host, Oswald. Right here on the number one station for online gaming, TSN.
And that's my cue. I'm back. You are listening to Urban Radio. Just took a quick break there. We heard Gloria by Van Morrison. Pretty cool song. Not that I really listen to Van Morrison much, but, you know, I was sort of in the retro mood, and I wanted some classic tunes, so you can tell I did not ask for many suggestions or requests this week. Who knows, maybe if I feel in the mood, I will bring it back next week. Excuse me. There have been a few threads in the forums regarding changes to the flash grenades. I mentioned this in the intro. Some gamers wanted a close eyes key, or some other way not to be blinded by a thrown flash grenade. Well, we have updated the flash effect, as I mentioned early on. When the flash grenade goes off now and you're not looking directly at it, the effect will be deadened. It's not nearly as long as if you were staring straight at it when it exploded. We do have a short 1.38 megabyte AVI of the flash grenade. It does require DivX 5.0.2, and you can check it out at the link I am spamming. It's on FilePlanet. Yeah, I know, FilePlanet. I'm sure Lord of Doom over at UTZ will also provide us with a link coming up here a little bit later. But that'll give you some idea as to what sort of an effect we currently have. As I said, this is still in testing, and response has been pretty positive to it, so we'll see how it continues to test out. And who knows, maybe we will change it, maybe we will bind a key to close eyes. I don't know. Just have to wait and see. Get to a few shout-outs here. First one from ZH Matrix. Shout-out for Matrix at Zero Hesitation. And also want to say congrats to them for knocking off Carnage Cowboys over on the OGL last week. ZH has taken the top rung of the OGL and knocked Clan CC down to number 2. We look for a rematch here probably pretty soon, I'm sure. And hopefully we'll be able to bring that to you live here on TSN. From Knight of Knee, it says, how about a plug on the radio for the Clan ICU server? He says, my team only has a few people on it. So check out the ICU server. I know ICU's been around quite a while. There go my headphones again. Frustrating. Who else do we have here? I think that's it for the pimpage right now. I do have one coming up here, but after we read what we're going to read here, pertaining to grudge matches. I don't recall who mentioned this originally, but I do recall I talked about it sometime in the past. Actually, it stemmed from an article written by the gamer formerly known as Mighty Joe Young. You may also see her as Vivified, or she's got a few names, but I'm sure many of you will know her as MJY, Mighty Joe Young. I'm talking about the men versus women, the boys versus girls, the man whores versus the fembots. Whatever you want to call it, it will be a battle of the sexes. Vampirus over at the UTZ has begun organizing this grudge match, which is to be played out of the sheer enjoyment for the mod. About the only thing confirmed at this point are the teams. And you know, I think that's wrong. I think we have actually confirmed the time and the date we have. There are many more males who wanted to play, want a piece of the action. Unfortunately, she was not able to accommodate them all. these were the teams that were put together. The male team, in no specific order, consists of MF Doom from the USA, After the Nightmare from the UK, LT1 from the US, The Count from Canada, Dakar from Canada, Thumber from Denmark, and Lord from Belgium. I believe I got all the countries right. And on the female side, we're going to say, go with Lisa on Drugs from Germany, Calamity from the UK, Silken Ice's own Blade Killer from Canada, Evil's Girl from the Netherlands, Vivify, Mighty Joe Young, or whatever she wants to be called, from the USA, from SoCal, she's representing, Louise from the USA, and I believe the last one's name is F9K from Clan Face Rape. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong, but she's also in the USA. And yes, the girls do rock, and they will kick ass. The event is scheduled for Saturday, June 15th. Excuse me, that's a week from tomorrow. For those of us in the USA, it's scheduled to start around 1600 to 1800 Eastern Standard Time. Approximately 2100 to 2300 GMT. The matches will be Team Survivor on Casa and Abby. And at last check, the servers that were going to be used were going to be the Rough Riders server and FSK 405. Looks like we have a little banning to do here in the channel, and see you later. Ah, damn, I just missed him. Punk, come back here. Just missed him. Spamming porn in our channel. Bastard. Okay, enough of that. I got the date, got the time, got the servers. There is a thread in the R&R forums. Hopefully she will be posting more information here. I'll possibly even post it on the Urban Terror website later on, because I think this is going to be a fun event. I was scheduled to shoutcast the event, but based on these times, I don't think I'll be able to get out of work in order to bring it to you live. That may change. Hopefully it does. But we'll just have to see how things work out this next week. The other match that's in the works is the Team USA versus Team Canada. Sounds like the most recent hockey match for the gold, doesn't it? Go USA. Yeah. Straight Shot is currently organizing the event, which will be carried over on clanbank.com. And again, hopefully shoutcasted. Teams will be 6 versus 6 and chosen randomly from independent list of those who have submitted their information. The event will feature 3 game types: Capture the Flag, Team Survivor, and Team Deathmatch. Each match will be 1 map, 1 game type. Second map will be a different, or second round will be a different map, different game type, and so on. I think you get the understanding as to how it goes. If you're interested, then provide Straight Shot with the following information at Bullseye, that's B-U-L-Z-E-Y-E 16 at Rogers.com, or go to #ZH, and you can give Straight Shot your Urban Terror alias, your email address, country you live in, the state or province, no abbreviations please, and two of the three game types you would like to play. More information as this develops, or as I said, you can go to clanbank.com, click on tournament, then click on the 6 versus 6 Team USA versus Team Canada, and you get more information as it happens. It's now time to check in with the Urban Radio server. And see how quickly I can get my ass kicked, right? If you're wanting to frag, then fire up Urban Terror. Connect to 64.180.91.204. And we can get you in the game here. And let's see how things are going here. As I said, we are Team Survivor this week. We are currently on UT Subway by Lay Earth. It's actually a good score, 4-3. The red team leads. Red team consists of Spawn, Mentor, Jop, Chip, Thumber, Wee Man, and Camino Jr. Sounds like we have the entire Scandinavian group on here. And on the blue team, we have One Leg, QTG, Bob the Dancing Ferret, Mungo Zen Thunder, Mighty Joe Young, and Ashoka. And now they will have me on their team. I don't know if that's good or bad. Oh, I don't want to spectate, do I? Auto join. And I'm still not on the team. Well, ain't that a mother? How do I work this? There we go. Now I'm on a team. All right, Mighty Joe Young was just taken out. So now the score is 5-3, I believe. Oh, not yet. Still one blue guy running around. That would be QTG. He's got his UMP-45 out. He's actually over on the blue spawn point, just down under the newsstand, hanging out. Actually, I'm incorrect. He's, just near the newsstand. Okay, come on. Let's get this over with. Kill yourself so I can play. Or let me kick you, then I can play, right? Yeah. Very cool map, though. Up. Red team has the least casualties, and they win. Typical, right? I'm just kidding. All right, we start out. And being the bad man I am, I have my G36 out in my hand. I'm running through the back corridor, the back hallway. Yeah, great. I'm gonna be spammed here in a moment, aren't I? You know, it's really too hard to play and shoutcast at the same time. Oh, am I? I just want one kill. I don't care who it's on. Just one kill. I'm actually up in the cooling area. In the middle of the level. Oh, and I'm going after somebody who's hiding behind the door. And guess what? It was Spawn, and Spawn took me out. But now they're gonna rub it in that yes, Spawn did kill me. Just remember, Spawn, I know where you live. So very cool map, and I don't see how Camino Jr. can say he hates the map. He says he hates all maps. So maybe I should kick him and give someone else a chance. Just kidding. I won't do that. But, as I said, it's a lot of fun. That's the only reason we do it here on Urban Radio. Just so you guys can have a chance to get in there, hear your name, and play against those who you basically hang out and talk with here sometimes in Pound Urban Terror on the Enter the Game Network. Going to take a quick break here. Step away. If you want to join up, as I said, to the server, 64.180.91.204. And we'll be right back after we hear this from Amen. The song is The Price of Reality. Thanks to Mungo for this submission.